many times do you know a company, other than Walmart, that wants to talk about something they're doing low price? See, that's what Comcast is all about with that. And then they're working with the Exact Target Foundation. And Exact Target is one of these. They're becoming a big business here in Indianapolis, and they don't make things at Exact Target. They don't make things like you're making it by hand, but they allow people to communicate better. And the internet is very important to them, because if there was no internet, there would be no Exact Target, and then there'd be 500, 600, 700 people wouldn't have a job in Indianapolis. In the house with the Exact Target Foundation is Karen Jung. Did I pronounce that correctly? And Matthew Kelly.
Yes.
With Comcast is in the house. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Let me first ask, because everybody listening kind of knows what Comcast is, because y'all, you know, you only got, you know, cable company. You're trying to buy Time Warner Cable. You own NBC, Universal Pictures, Universal Movie Studios, and who knows? You know, they might pick Chris up before it's all over with. But what is Exact? First of all, what is Exact Target?
So Exact Target is a technology company, and we provide a digital marketing platform for any kind of business to manage their customer conversations and their communications.
So you're the ones that do, like, send emails that come in my email box trying to get on the show, for people trying to impress me or tell me and say, Amos, please put me on.
We absolutely do send emails, but we do so much more than that.
What? Like what? Because I think most people think the email. What else do you all do? Because you guys have several locations here in Indianapolis, mostly downtown,
absolutely,
in Center Township.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got three different office locations actually here just in Indianapolis, but we're actually a global company.
Okay.
But what we do is we provide tools. I'll give you a for example.
All right.
Let's just pretend that you have a Facebook page, which I bet you do.
Yeah.
And we would give your team the tools to be able to manage what folks are saying about you on Facebook, to be able to manage conversations. We give you tools to build websites. We give you tools to manage mobile messaging.
Uh-huh.
So really every kind of digital marketing program that an organization can think of, we provide the tools to manage that.
Does somebody have to be a big company to do business with Exact Target, or can a mom and pop or a small startup call up Exact Target and say, help me?
Absolutely not. They do not have to be a big company. And one of the beauty of our offerings that we have is it really scales from the smallest of organizations to the biggest enterprise brands that you have ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
It goes across all markets, all segments, because we really believe in that democratization, if you will, that let's give access to resources to everybody.
And Exact Target was started here in Indianapolis, mm-hmm, and became so successful and so big, somebody from San Francisco had to come and say, would you join our family? But you got to stay here in Indianapolis.
Absolutely. So last year we were acquired by Salesforce.com, really the leader in computing technology for our space.
Mm-hmm.
But we've maintained our strong investment and commitment to Indianapolis as a business place for us. So it's been a great relationship.
And so that's where the Exact Target Foundation comes in.
Absolutely.
And so now, Matthew, what is the Exact Target Foundation going to be doing to help get the word out about internet essentials here in the Indianapolis area?
Well, they have stepped in to help with the children here locally within the Indianapolis area marketplace. They've purchased opportunity cards, which are cards that provide prepaid access to the Internet Essential Service. Hmm. So it's basically just paying for the service on behalf of a child.
So now, wait, people are listening and say, wait a minute, what if, first of all, how would young people get that? Is that working through their school? Is that somebody knocking on somebody's door? How does that work?
Well, in this case, Exact Target came to us and purchased these cards ahead of time.
All right.
And so all it is then they will work with their local school system or whatever organization and provide those to those children.
And so what do young people do? They take it home, turn on the computers, like typing in a thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's what they'll use to actually pay for that service. So we sell them in increments of 6 months or a year even. So it's for a bulk period of time, and it just takes care of all the bill all at once with one card.
So this is like if you were trying to download music off iTunes. It'd be sort of like that.
Kind of like that. But it actually just pays the bill.
Okay.
It pays the bill with Comcast.
For those that aren't familiar with Internet Essentials, did I leave out something when I talked about it?
No, earlier you did a great job. We just want to make sure that everyone knows that we're extending the program. Mm-hmm. It was originally supposed to run through June of this year.
Okay.
But we feel the need is still so great, mm-hmm. and it's just our pride and joy of a program to bridge that digital divide. So we're extending it beyond the original 3-year period.
So now, Karen Jung, what happens if, you know, you're working with a school and you're working with young people and you know how kids are? And, you know, Johnny and Shaniqua and Jane, they get the cards, and here's Leo over here. And Leo's upset because he didn't card because his family doesn't have any kind of computer or smartphone in that household. How you guys going to handle that?
You know, a big part of it for us is just to have the deep relationships and the deep partnerships and really ask those organizations to surface those needs for us. Mm-hmm. You know, part of our foundation is to make continuous investments in organizations which are really making the investments in the youth. So it's just a matter of let's surface the opportunity, find out where we can satisfy that need. And really our goal with the foundation, we have such a strong focus on education. Right. Anywhere that we can find an opportunity to create equal access, if you will, to quality education, we're going to do whatever we can to make that possible.
This may be one of the dumbest questions of the month, but if these young people have these cards to have them participate and get on Comcast super fast, you know, faster than lightning, faster than whatever internet service, if the household does not have the traditional desktop computer or a laptop, but even if they got one of those burner phones, because a whole lot of these burner phones that you can get at Walmart or whatever has internet access. Does the card work through the phones?
No, the card is only for the internet essentials, internet access.
I understand right. that. So you have the phone, okay, and so you know, and so you dial up internet, and you're either going to access the internet through the cellular technology of the phone, or sometimes the phone will say, "Internet available. What do you want to do?"
And that's really all about Wi-Fi.
Okay, yeah, that's what I meant, Wi-Fi.
Right. So really what this card does mm-hmm. is it actually pays the bill for Internet Essentials through Comcast. That's
okay.
exactly
not
what
the,
it does.
Not the Wi-Fi.
Right, but the Comcast Internet service does come with Wi-Fi.
Okay.
That's just an added bonus of having Internet access through Comcast.
If somebody wants to have Internet access but they don't have a laptop and they don't have a desktop, mm-hmm. you know, y'all still got the low price desktops, lower than the guy that stands out on the street corner. Hey, such a deal I got for you.
Well, it's even better than that.
Better than that one. Okay.
Exactly. But for $150, mm-hmm. when you sign up for Internet Essentials, we will also give you a laptop. And this is a full-blown laptop. It comes with—
Not a tablet. A real laptop.
Right. A real laptop, not mm-hmm. a tablet. And it comes with the Comcast Constant Guard right. security, so it's going to protect your computer from the bad things out on the internet, right. such as viruses and so forth. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to provide your children with some parental protections to keep them off of the bad sites. So it's a full-blown, great offering.
239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Davis. We're talking with Matthew Kelly with Comcast. He's Manager of External Affairs for Indiana.
Yes.
Not somebody from like Michigan or somewhere. He's from Indiana. Yay. And Karen Jung with the Exact Target Foundation. 239-1310. I need to update you. Oh, this is not good. We're 10 minutes left in the second half. Illinois 44, Indiana 38.
Oh, no.
I know. And if you want to see the game, you can still listen to the radio, but just go to the Big Ten Network. That'll make Comcast. Now, Internet Essentials is only in the Comcast service area, which is in the township areas of Marion County and most of the suburbs and most of the central Indiana within my listening area.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And so anyone that would like the service must be in our service territory, as you said.
The things that you all are doing with Internet Essentials is, and obviously you're number one in the cable business. You're the leader. Everybody's gasping for breath because you guys are running so fast and so hard. Are other cable companies looking at emulating what you're doing?
To be honest, I really don't know. Okay. I have not heard of any other companies, mm-hmm. but from our perspective, it's a great opportunity for companies to help the children of our nation.
Right.
As you know, President Obama recently talked about the Connected Ed program. So it's trying to reach 99% of all school-aged children with internet service through the schools in our nation. Mm-hmm. And then so we are wholeheartedly in support of him in that progress. So that's why we've extended this program well past the original expiration
date. And Karen Jung, you all are a company that would not exist without internet and the web and the Wi-Fi and all of that. You all know the importance of reducing the digital divide. Is this part of the internet industry? Giving back to the community, trying to make sure that this technology is accessible to all Americans?
Absolutely. There's really giving back on a couple of different spectrums. One, if we just look at participation in this program and how it makes sense for who we are as an organization, our dependency on technology and on the internet, mm-hmm. we have a vested interest to, one, make sure that we're building up that next generation of young people that are interested in technology, are comfortable using the internet, and are willing to explore that. And so how can we make sure that we play our part as experts in that arena and give back and create as many opportunities for children like that, as well as just our giving back to the city of Indianapolis. It's been a fantastic partner for ExactTarget through the years as we've expanded our growth. And this is a great way for us to give back to the citizens that really are our neighbors every day.
Karen, this is slightly off subject, but you talked about technology and young people. Are there things ExactTarget is doing to try to encourage more young people to get involved in STEM careers, particularly minority youngsters, so they can be the ones that try to develop all of this and make it simple so I can look at figure out some way I can look at five screens at the same time instead of having to bounce back the screens when I'm on?
That is a fantastic question and one that I sit and think about often in the Dreaming Big category. We have a great partnership with the Tech Point Youth Foundation here in town, which has a heavy program in robotics and STEM education. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with Comcast Internet Essentials is an excellent example.
So you all are involved in the robotics thing?
We are not directly, but we work with Tech Point Youth. Yes.
Okay, all right.
And then we've got lots of fun things that, hopefully I'll be back here in the near future to talk about some even bigger ideas we've got around STEM and how can we really increase the exposure of young kids to STEM technologies.
Because an argument can be made that sometimes kids that are bored in school are bored because they might be thinking of these kind of techie things and they're not being challenged in their classrooms, and then that boredom could end up with that young man or young woman turning down the wrong path of life. And obviously here at these stations, it's all about your life matters. This, getting more of our young people involved in STEM, can move them away from that negative path to that positive path.
Absolutely. And I will, my big disclaimer, I'm no expert in education, but having spent really the last couple of years getting to know a lot of our educators here in town, that's been a key thing that I've learned is that different kids learn differently, different things motivate them, and to the extent that we can tap into the educators, the community centers that are providing different areas of exploration for children to find their path and their future, that's what we want to be able to do. And then personally, as we can inject more STEM into those opportunities, that's really going to help transform the landscape.
Darlene has a question at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. My question is, so if you have someone, like you said, that lives in the area and they qualify to get the Comcast Essential, and how would, so you give them help on that end, but would they also be able to get your cable services as well?
See, this is why I have the smartest talk show audience in the world. Internet Essentials only covers the internet part of the services of Comcast.
Correct. But we do not, exclude anyone from subscribing to other services. So whether it's the video or whether it's the phone, digital phone, it's those are available as well. But this program is just about Internet Essentials.
But someone could be on Internet Essentials and say, I want the low-cost cable package that gets all of the local TV channels plus the government channel and C-SPAN. And some of that is hot. C-SPAN is hot sometimes.
Exactly. And, yes, they can order
whatever the low-cost Comcast telephone is.
Exactly. They can order any of Comcast services beyond this program, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So we do not exclude anyone.
How do people sign up for Internet Essentials?
Well, all they have to do is call 1-855-846-8376.
So all they got to do is call 1-855-846-8376. 1-855-846-8376. What's that number again, Ames? 1-855-846-8376. And the key thing is this is only for households with kids.
Right, K through 12.
Okay.
And it's school lunch eligible, so National School Lunch Program eligible. They do not have to be a public school student.
Right.
They can be a homeschooled. They can be a parochial.
That's right, because home there is an eligibility. Yeah,
exactly. So we want all children to have equal access to the internet. Mm-hmm. Just fathom how far behind a child could be on technology wise if they do not go through kindergarten and all the way through high school without access, equal access to technology.
If for no other reason, it gives them practice on how to deal with, because a lot of the I-STEP last week and this week is online, on the computer. Let me go to Greg, has a question at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
I'm listening to you about the Essential program for the kids in the Comcast area. What about a central program for the handicapped and elderly who cannot afford internet and who's trying to go to school? And can anybody tell me about the Comcast buying Bright House and that rumor?
Well, first of all, Comcast is not buying Bright House. And I think where that comes in, because Bright House used to be Time Warner Cable back in the day, and there was some relationships between them. But the deal that you're doing with Time Warner Cable, that does not involve Indianapolis.
Not that I know of. I can't comment because I don't know anything about it, but it would just be complete speculation. But I'm not aware of anything.
And to be honest with you, Greg, we've tried to reach out to the folks at Bright House to get them to come on the program just for a couple things, and they don't want to come on.
Okay, what about the handicap or the misfortune?
The elderly,
that is in Comcast area that cannot afford internet but want internet.
All right, Matthew Keller. Let me let Matthew respond.
Okay. Currently, right now, I'm not aware of a program. However, through the Federal Communications Commission, I know they have been looking at creating a broadband high-cost fund or a broadband fund. Mm-hmm. And maybe through that process there will be some programs or opportunities opening up. But currently, right now, I am not aware of any. And like I say, Internet Essentials actually does only cover school-age children.
You know, and Matthew? Hmm. Is Matthew, you still there?
Great.
All right. One of the things you might want to do is let Andre Carson, the congressman, let Senator Joe Donnelly know, because since, you know, Comcast is trying to do the thing with Time Warner, they're going to be on Capitol Hill knocking on every door of every senator and representative. And if Congressman Carson knows of your concern, if Senator Donnelly knows of your concern, trust me, this is the time they listen to everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
No, I am serious about that, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Lisa, hi there.
Yes, Amos.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Go ahead.
He's willing to also make sure those cards would get in the hands of not-for-profit organizations that have young people that may need them, or are they only going through the schools with the food?
So you're saying for a nonprofit organization to get the
working with young people within the foster program, as well as to have people in their home, would they be willing to donate some of those cards to those organizations, and how would we go about getting those?
Internet Essentials is based on the household of the young person, correct?
Correct.
So if a nonprofit organization wanted to talk with the young people they work with and tell them about the advantages of Internet Essentials, or call Comcast and maybe somebody can come out to the nonprofit, that's how that would work?
Yes, we can do that. And in fact, that's part of what I'm here for, is we have these brochures, such as the one I'm handing to you right now, that I am trying to get those into the hands of every child within a Comcast service area.
So, Lisa.
Yes.
You got a nonprofit that you're connected with?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's what I want. Here's what I want to do. I want to get your name and phone number off the air. I'll give it to the Comcast people. They'll get a hold of you and probably send you some brochures and information how you can tell folks and families that you touch how they can take advantage of it. Is that a deal?
Yeah, that's a deal.
All right, so hold on, and Chris will get that information from you. Hold on, Karen.
Yeah, I just wanted to also indicate, you know, part of why we're here today is that we actually made a donation of the opportunity cards to the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Indiana. So there's just a great example of where we made that investment in a nonprofit organization.
Now you're going to hear. Now I'm going to hear from every other nonprofit.
Bring them on. I mean, let's have the conversations. But again, I think that's just we want to wherever kids that point of interaction where the kids are being talked to, whether it's in the school, in the community centers, in the Boys and Girls Clubs. I think I speak for Comcast to say that we really want to make sure they are all aware of this program and that then they are passing the message on to the kids and to the families.
All right. Again, if you want more information about overall the Comcast Internet Essentials Program, and Coach Tony Dungy has been talking about this program now going on 2 years or so. If you're extending it, are you extending the coach's option on that?
I believe so, but I really don't. He's not here. I wish he was. You got me instead, so I wish you.
He's trained you well. The number is 1-855-846-8376. 1-855-846-8376. 1-855-846-8376. Matthew Kelly, who's the manager of external affairs and all good things for Comcast here in the state of Indiana, and Karen Jung with the Exact Target Foundation. And they're a high-tech company, not based – well, they're owned by some people in San Francisco, but they're not based in San Francisco. They're based right here in the heartland, created right here in Indiana, and they're doing great things. And their headquarters is in – they're not in Carmel. They're in Center Township. They're downtown. They're helping the tax base. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.